Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, sitting in for Andrew McKay. This is News Radio Pensacola. We're glad you joined us this morning. It's going to be a great day. It's Friday, August 16th. The weekend's right in front of us. It's 6:11 a.m., so we hope you're getting up and getting around. The first week of school is over, so way to go, kids. You only have 40 more weeks to go. And
40 more weeks to go.
40 more weeks.
Well, the best thing as a parent of an 11th grader now, I don't have to feed him anymore.
That's right.
Morning, breakfast. Like every 2 hours, it was like, I'm hungry. My grocery bill, of course, with inflation and all that, just shot through the roof, man.
So send him down there to get fed.
Yeah, exactly. And going to school, son.
When I retired, the best advice I got was from another guy. He said, whatever you do, the first day you retire, don't get up and say, honey, what's for lunch?
Ooh, that is some good advice.
Good advice. So, but at school, is the first week is over. So you made it through 1 week, and I hope you have a great school year. So it is National Tell-A-Joke Day. So text us your favorite joke. I've got another one here for you, John.
Okay.
I used to work in a fire hydrant factory. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You couldn't park anywhere near the place. Okay. We got a couple of texts in here now, so thank you. You woke up, and now you're sending me jokes. There was a new king. He was 12 inches tall. He was a terrible king, but he was a great ruler. There you go. Yeah, I didn't say they were good jokes. I just said they were jokes. Let's see. There are two fish in a tank. One says to the other, do you know how to drive this thing? So you got to think about that one for a minute, I think. And then
two fish in a tank. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all I see right now. But text us your jokes. Yeah, there we go. I need a laugh track. Yeah. Everybody needs a laugh track. Thank you, John. So, have you voted yet? Have you voted yet?
I actually did it yesterday afternoon.
Good. Good, good, good. We're going to have John Ashford on here in about 10 minutes, and he's going to discuss the national election. His firm does a lot of political, public affairs type consulting across the nation. I've known John for many years. He always has great insights. So I thought I'd tap into his brain this morning and see what he thinks about this crazy election. I mean, it's just absolutely insane, all the things that have gone on in April in this election. Maybe he can help us make some sense out of it. Locally, the polls are open for early primary voting, but only until tomorrow. And then if you don't do early voting, the election is next Tuesday for local elections. And there's some interesting elections that I think we need to pay attention to. The national election gets all the focus, but really day-to-day, who we elect locally probably has more impact on us than whoever is president. So we got two county commissioner races. District 1, you have incumbent Jeff Bergosh, and he's got two challengers, Steve Stroberger and Jesse Casey. There's no Democrat in this race, so whoever gets 34% or more wins on Tuesday. So, and Jeff has won with less than 50% twice in the race. So he'll be seeking his third term. And so we'll see what happens there. That's an important race. Then District 4 County Commission. We got three Republicans, and they're all looking to replace Robert Bender, who, as you know, was appointed Supervisor of Elections by the governor. You've got Ashley Hoffberger, Buck Mitchell, and Walker Wilson. And the winner here will face a Democrat, a fellow named Ron Helms, in the general election in November. So, again, two county commissioners. Lumen May is up for reelection, but I don't think he has any opposition. Not that it would matter. Lumen's a longtime public servant. And so, but the two county commissioners, if you're in one of those districts, make sure you research that and make sure you vote, because those are two very important positions for our future. Also, we've got two retiring Escambia County School Board members, Bill Slayton in District 5, and we're going to talk to him a little bit later on. And there are three candidates there vying for his position, a guy named Tom Harrell, Joshua Luther, and Andy Taylor. So do your research if you're in District 5, and vote for one of those three to replace Bill Slayton. And then we got Patty Hightower, who's retiring from the school board from District 4. And she's got four folks running for that job, Carissa Bergosh, Rich Holtzneck, Earl McCauley and Brian Ranelli are all seeking that seat. So do your research and make sure we get a great school board member. Do your homework. It's going to be tough to replace Patty Hightower and Bill Slayton. They're great educators, great leaders, great knowledge, and they're both really going to be missed. Decades of school leadership.
That's right. It's time for Traffic on the Fives.
Great.
Traffic on the Fives. Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Seeing a little minor slowdown through the construction zone on I-10, but right around Highway 29. But other than that, traffic looks good.
So you're getting ready to do a home improvement project, and you're just sure that you know how to do it and the best way to do it and the most efficient, best results, right? Okay, great. But one of my old bosses always had an expression. He said, Andrew, there's only two times I want you to come ask me for advice. I want you to come ask me for advice when you're not sure what to do and when you are. Which is his way of saying always ask. And the reason I mention this is because Pensacola Hardware is that expert resource. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. They know. It's in the blood. It's institutional knowledge. And so if you go there and ask them, they're not going to be like, huh, I never heard about that before. Let me see if anybody here understands. They will have seen it. And they will know how to give you advice and then obviously help you buy the right tool for the right job so that you get the right result and you wind up happy in the end. That's the idea. Pensacola Hardware, helping people in this area since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission. Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Burgosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. I'm John Hutchinson. I'm sitting in for Andrew McKay on News Radio Pensacola. We're glad you're with us this morning. There's an election coming up, in case you haven't heard, a presidential election. And we've got on the phone John Ashford. John is chairman and CEO of Hawthorne Communications, and they're a political and issue management firm in Washington, D.C. But John does work all across America. This morning he's in Texas getting ready to get on a plane. So, John, thanks for joining us today. John, are you with
me? John, always a pleasure to be with you.
Right. Very good. John and I go way back. We worked together in D.C., and we've worked together across Florida on different issues. And so I know John is a guy with all the answers. John, we've got 80 days until the election, so how do you call it?
Well, it is certainly changing rapidly, John. A week before Biden withdrew, we were calling it 80-20 in Trump's favor. A week after Biden withdrew, we set that to 60-40 in Trump's favor. And if the current momentum continues, today I would call it 50-50, Diddy.
50-50, wow. Have you ever seen such an unusual presidential election season? I mean, look at all the developments just in the last 2 months. I mean, this is really strange, I think.
It is. Absolutely unbelievable for a president to withdraw this late, for debates to start this early, for debates to be fatal to a candidacy, for a president to be convicted of a crime, a president's son to be convicted, and a U.S. senator to be convicted. Those hardly even make the headlines anymore.
Yeah. And all that's just in the last 2 or 3 months. So,
absolutely. It's been a fast-paced year.
Yeah. So Joe is out. Harris is in. The polls are all over the place. So what do you think are the next key steps for each candidate and for each party?
Well, I think, and what you're reading about the Trump campaign, is he needs to get back to an issue-based message.
Yeah.
Talking Harris on the economy, inflation, jobs, immigration. Those are the issues the voters care about, instead of the personal attacks that I don't think are serving him well.
Yeah.
She has to identify herself, create a personality and an appreciation of her policies, and not let Trump define her, because he's certainly not going to define her in her interest.
Yeah.
She has a national convention. She's picked Governor Walz, Minnesota, as her vice president. She's going to bump out of that. But we're not going to know until after the first debate on September 10th whether or not her momentum is going to sustain, whether the bubble is going to burst.
John, hang with us just a minute. We're going to go to traffic on the fives, and I'll be right back to you.
Yeah, no accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Just remember, buses are traveling today for schools, so just be aware of that. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. I'm back with John Ashford, who's with the Hawthorne Group, and a national political consultant and issues management group. So, John, Well, how important are the debates? We've got one coming up, I believe, September 10th.
I'm sorry, John. I've been in an airport and couldn't quite hear that.
Yep. How important are the debates? We've got one coming up September 10th.
I think all you have to do is look at what happened to President Biden in the first debate,
right,
and you know how important they are. It absolutely destroys his candidacy. You know, I've never seen a debate have that effect before. There have been moments in debates when, you know, Senator Benson said that they didn't quail, you're no John Kennedy, when Nixon looked bad and old compared to a young and vigorous John Kennedy. But no debate has ever had the consequences of Biden's performance against Trump. And, you know, Trump could be a star in this next debate. He could be a disaster. He's capable of doing both. I think there's probably greater limits on her, both upside and downside. But everybody is going to be watching that debate. And those who don't watch it are going to be reading about what happened.
Yeah. Talk a minute about the U.S. House and Senate races. And do we have some coattails there?
Well, I think it's too early to predict those 435 House races. They tend to be very local, as you know.
Right.
The Senate, there are 23 Democrats up and 11 Republicans. That's an advantage for the Republicans to start with. And I think you've got very, very tough races for Democrats. The Manchin seat is gone in West Virginia.
Yep.
I think Tester in Montana. I think the Sinema seat in Arizona. I think the Democratic seat in Nevada. I think a number of those, Sherrod Brown running for about his fourth term in Ohio. Those are going to be very, very difficult seats. And John, with a 51-50 Senate, if the Democrats leave West Virginia, and they will, then they have to win every other close race to just stay at 50-50.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty confident that we're going to see a Republican U.S. Senate.
And will the Republicans retain the House?
I think it's too early to tell.
Okay.
My guess is the House will go wherever the White House goes.
Okay. John, one more question. The favorability rating of both these candidates is below 50%. And I scratch my head on how did we get here? Are these the best choices we could have for president? I think most Americans feel like they're lousy choices on either side. And so how did we get to this point?
Out of 300 million Americans, we ought to be able to do better, without question.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got two-thirds of both parties wishing they had someone else as the nominee. we may see historically low voter turnout. It's probably a cyclical thing. You're going to see a new generation of leadership emerge in both parties. You know, Biden's 81, Trump 78, Pelosi, Collier, Clyburn, all in their 80s. And all that's changing out. That's going to happen on both sides. McConnell is stepping down as Republican leader in the Senate.
Yeah. There are 8 swing states, John. How key are they?
They're absolutely crucial. Less than 40,000 votes in those swing states change. And you'd have had a different president. You'd have had Hillary Clinton in 16, and you'd have Trump in 20. Those are the 8 states that decide American elections.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, John, I will let you get on your plane now. We really appreciate you calling in this morning. Thank you for your advice, and always very insightful. This is a very unusual election. I would encourage people to pay attention. And even though you may not like either candidate, I guess you end up voting for the one you like the least, or the one you least like the less, I guess, whatever that is. But it will be an interesting election. John Ashford, Hawthorne Company, thank you so much, John, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John. Always good to be with you.
All right. Have a good flight. All right. That was John Ashford, who's the president and CEO of Hawthorne Group. It's a political group out of Washington, D.C., even though he does work all over the country. I apologize for the audio. He was in an airport, bless his heart, with the lady yelling in the background, yelling at him to get on the airplane. David, what's coming up in your news?
Well, a man who was convicted of killing his mother is being moved from the Florida State Hospital to a step-down facility. We'll have more details on that story right after this update from Fox News.
Gianna Gelosi. Today in North Carolina, Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to roll out her economic agenda, which is expected to include a ban on price gouging at the grocery store and at restaurants. Former President Donald Trump slammed the plan as communist from a press conference in New Jersey yesterday.
If they worked, I'd go along with it too, but they don't work. They actually have the exact opposite impact and effect, but it leads to food shortages, rationing, hunger.
Five people, including two doctors, have been charged in the fatal ketamine overdose of Friends star Matthew Perry.
Three of the five have already agreed to plead guilty to various drug conspiracy and distribution counts, including Perry's longtime personal assistant, who injected Perry with the fatal dose, causing his death in October of last year.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 right now, News Radio 92.3, 80 degrees. It is mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. A Gulf Breeze man that killed his mother back in 2013 on Christmas Eve will be transferred from the Florida State Hospital to a secure step-down facility soon. Brandon Adelot was in court yesterday. A judge approved that move. Mental health experts say Adelot no longer meets the criteria to be in the Florida State Hospital. Adelot was found incompetent to stand trial and committed in 2019. He has asked to be moved to a less restrictive environment. The judge approved the order but did modify it to say that Adelot needs to remain in a locked facility. He'll be back in court for another review next February. An assistant principal at Pensacola High School being held at the Escambia County Jail on a video voyeurism charge. 55-year-old Sean Roby was arrested on Wednesday this week. He's accused of secretly recording a victim who says she was 17 when it happened.
This is obviously something that parents are going to be very concerned about, and we're going to look into this case and get to the bottom of it. But the important thing to know is that at this point, we don't believe anything happened on campus or involved any students.
That is Pensacola Police spokesman Mike Wood. He does say the case is still under investigation. More charges could potentially be filed. Yesterday, Roby's bond was set at $15,000. When he is released, he'll be required to wear a GPS monitor, stay off the internet, and not be allowed to have contact with minors without supervision. The Escambia School District said Roby had been suspended from his job pending the outcome of the investigation. Well, there's a new police chief in Niceville, the city naming Mark Hazy as their new chief of police. They released a statement yesterday. They say Hazy is coming from Fort Walton Beach to join their department as chief. He spent 30 years in law enforcement. A now 17-year-old who pleaded no contest to five criminal charges after raping a woman and live streaming it in front of the Hollywood Police Department will learn his fate today. Defense attorney James Lewis says that Terry Berger Smith was only 14 when this happened in June of 2022.
The court's going to take into consideration his age, maybe even consider juvenile sanctions, and then as a last resort, if he would violate some kind of probation, end up in an adult prison.
His plea comes with no promise of leniency, so he does face anywhere from parole to life in prison. Minors cannot be sentenced to life without parole in Florida for any offense other than murder. The CDC now warning of a multi-state salmonella outbreak that's being linked to cucumbers. This outbreak has affected over 440 people across 31 states now, leading to 125 hospitalizations, but so far, no reported deaths. The CDC believes the actual number of people affected is likely much higher, as many have recovered without medical care and not everybody's been tested for salmonella. The CDC has assured the public there's likely no ongoing risk as the cucumber growing and harvesting season for the farms is over, and they say there's no product from those farms still on the market. Two Florida growers have been identified as the likely sources for the outbreak. It is 6:35 now, News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 still
flowing smoothly. Seeing a little slowdown on Highway 29 as you approach I-10, both north and southbound, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. There will be a small chance of an afternoon shower today, 30% chance overall, high near 92 degrees, low overnight near 77. As you go to Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping that 30% chance of rain on Sunday with a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 80 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton. Now our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Warren Buffett now owns the exact same number of shares of Apple as he does Coca-Cola after slashing the tech holding by half. It showed an identical 400 million share count in Apple and Coca-Cola, Buffett's oldest and longest stock position. It has prompted some to believe that Buffett is done selling down his stake in the iPhone maker. Eric Schmidt, who led Google for a decade, told Stanford students that tech giants are planning for increasingly large investments into NVIDIA-based AI data centers, which could cost as much as $300 billion to make. He made the remarks in a video this week that was posted by Stanford, but has since been removed. Futures are slightly lower after a week of solid inflation data that has soothed recession fears. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 554, the NASDAQ up 401, and the S&P 500 up 88. That's your money now.
6:36, our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
I'm Steve Stroberger, and I'm your candidate for District 1 County Commissioner. During this campaign, I've had the opportunity to listen to my opponent's responses. Sometimes I'm surprised he thinks he's telling the truth. Wow, flexible truths and backroom deals. That's not right. I'm Steve Stroberger. I'm asking for your vote and your trust. Vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Thank you.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in for Andrew McKay. This is News Radio 92.3. We're glad you joined us this morning. We have a really special guest on the line, Dan Shugart. Who doesn't know Dan Shugart? Dan was started at WEAR-TV in 1981, 43 years of covering local sports. And Dan retired a few weeks ago as sports director. Dan, are you with us this morning?
I am, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. We appreciate you joining us. Dan, you covered Emmett Smith, you covered Derrick Brooks, and so many others, and the beginnings of other sports in town. What are one or two things that really stick out in your mind as highlights of your career?
Well, you know, it's funny. The answer sort of evolved because I've been asked that question a lot. A lot of times it's asked me, what games do you remember that really jump out at you? And it really always comes back to the quality of the people I've covered. What jumps out at me is, especially with you know, the people have been kind enough to send, you know, well wishes and what have you over the last few months with retiring. Just how remarkable, yeah, we had great athletes, but how remarkable human beings so many of these people are. Derrick Brooks has his charity golf tournament on Monday and event this whole weekend. I'm taking part in that. And, you know, I mean, from way, way back in the beginning, I mean, even before he became a pro, he was doing stuff for kids in our community. And I remember when he first started doing his Christmas, you know, Santa Claus bit where he'd go out and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with this. A lot of people write a check and say, hey, let's go, you know, send a bunch of Christmas presents to some kids who might need it. And Derrick went far beyond that. And I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to be the one buying them. And then he goes to the school. They pick a school. Then he would distribute the gifts to each kid and meet each kid. They, you know, sit there. And it was just remarkable. And what jumped out at me was the first year he did that. It was his first, I think it was his first year with the Tampa Bay Bucks. And of course, I wanted to do a story on it. So we want to send the camera in. And Sue Strawn really had to convince him to let us put a camera on all of this because he didn't want it to be a publicity. You know, I don't want anyone to, you know, this isn't a publicity thing. I just want to do this.
Well, Dan,
it's really great quality people. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, 43 years of covering sports, and Pensacola has a great sports legacy. I mean, you can sit here and name off all the great athletes that have come from Pensacola and are coming out of Pensacola. So, but I'm sure you had opportunities to go other places. Why did you stay in Pensacola all those years?
That's a really kind of a complicated answer. Part of it was, you know, I really had to learn on the job, so that took a while. The real answer, I was looking in the early years. You know, I was at UCLA. I loved Los Angeles. I was kind of the first 5 years I was here. I was really trying to, I really kind of wanted to go back to what to me was home and my friends, my college friends. My dad, you know, said it was a great. I was kind of a punk, sort of whining about, you know, frustration, not being able to get back to California, not really progressing in my career. And, you know, Dad at one point took me aside and said, you know, if you want to get back to California, great, work as hard as you can. And when the opportunity presents itself, you know, you'll be prepared to go.
Yeah.
He said, but as long as you're here, it doesn't make much sense to make yourself miserable. And I might add, make everyone around you miserable, you know, and take a look around and see what's here. And I really was a seminal moment for me. I just, you know, I just kind of looked at things differently. And then not long after that, he got lung cancer, that was a long process, and I wasn't going to leave during that.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to leave after he died.
Yeah.
You know, because my mom was here, and then a couple years after that, mom got sick. Yeah. And so next thing you know, you turn around and mom died in 1994, so I'd been here for almost 15 years, and you know, the longer you stay, the more you're giving up to leave.
Yeah.
And by then I had really taken to heart, you know, my dad's advice. And it was the people in this town have been absolutely unbelievably wonderful to me.
And Dan, we're glad you
value that.
We're glad you didn't leave. You've been so much a part of the sports scene. Thanks. And so much part of our lives. I don't know. It's very difficult to watch Channel 3 and not have Dan Shugart, particularly Friday Night Lights. I think we all look forward to that show.
We'll be back with that.
Oh, you will be? Okay, awesome. Good. So you're not really retired.
We will do that. I wanted to keep that alive.
Good.
So we are going to do high school football final. Yeah.
Well, Dan, thanks for joining us this morning. I know I'm sorry we're so short on time, but because I could talk to you for hours. But I want to say thank you on behalf of the Pensacola community for all you've done, not just the sports reporting, but all you've done in the community to highlight sports and to highlight the importance of sports in our youth lives. So, Dan Shugart, thanks. And we'll be seeing you on Friday nights. Thanks, Dan.
I look forward to it, John. Thank you.
Very good. All right. Now we're going to go to John with traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, they're looking good right now. See a minor delay, you know, through that construction zone if you're headed I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need to have work done in your home, the air conditioner, electrical, plumbing, or heating, Peden, they will take care of you. They've been around for 55 years. Of course, started in Panama City, but they've been expanding ever since. They've been in Pensacola for a long time in Ellison Field. They've expanded all the way east to Tallahassee. And recently, last year, they expanded west into Alabama, actually, into Baldwin County, and this year to Mobile County. So anywhere along the Gulf Coast in the Central Time Zone, they'll take care of you. And a little bit of the Eastern Time Zone, too. Now, if you need the work done, they've got a couple of specials going on right now. $55 for an AC inspection. That's a pretty good deal. If you do get work done, there's no service fee at all right now. That's totally waived. And you get $55 off the repairs. Now, if you need to have something replaced, and, you know, sometimes that happens, you can't just repair the system. You got to replace it. $555 off of the system replacement. So, Peden will either make it cheaper for you to have the repairs done or cheaper to actually have the replacement done if that's what you need to do. Find out more, schedule an appointment, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, Peden, PEDEN.com.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary, Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay. This is News Radio 92.3. We're glad you joined us this morning. It's August 16th, Friday. You made it to the weekend. It is 6:50 in the morning, so thank you for joining us. Hope you got a cup of coffee and ready for some more good information. I've got Bill Slayton on the phone, and if you've been around education in Escambia County, you know who Bill Slayton is. He's retiring after more than 50 years. Involved in Escambia County education. So he's currently on the school board, represents District 5, which is the largest school district, the middle and the north end of the county. But after serving four terms on the school board, he's not going to run for re-election, and I think he deserves a rest. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I wanted to have you on for a couple of reasons. First, to publicly say thank you for all the thousands of young lives I know you've touched over the years. 50 years in our school system. You started out as the band director at Tate High School in 1971, the show band of the South. Tell me a little bit what that was like back in 1971.
Well, it was an interesting time as far as developing the band program at Tate. I mean, I have to be honest, John. I graduated from Pensacola High School. I'd never been to Tate High School. It was the North End at that time, and I had to get directions from my father exactly how to get there. Met Ralph Godwin, the band director, went out and with Dwight Leonard, actually the father of our present superintendent, Keith Leonard.
Wow.
And got the job. And it was 90 students.
Wow.
In the band program at that time. And it was an exciting change. I hope it was exciting for them. It was my first experience as a full-time band director.
Yeah. Well, they've got a great legacy.
From there we went to about 250 kids.
Holy cow.
And in the 5 years that, developing and recruiting and getting the kids going, the first big thing we did was we got an invitation to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
Wow, how exciting. And, Tate High School.
It was. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And about 80 to 90% of them had never been north of Montgomery.
How about that?
We struck out there. I had to kind of persuade Ralph, the principal, to let us go because he said, "You want to take them where?" And so from there, things just kind of got better and better. And we did a lot of halftime shows and went to a lot of football games and contests. And the show band of the South was a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of fun. Great kids, great parents.
Yeah.
So supportive.
Yeah, my niece was just
My
niece was just in the Tate band too. So the legacy lives on. You taught in the classroom. Then you were assistant principal at Woodham. Then principal at Woodham, and then George Stone, and of course now the school board. I'm gonna get you to talk a few minutes about some of the changes you've seen since then. But first, let's go to traffic on the fives.
Well, he was my assistant principal when I went to Woodham.
Ah.
No accidents to let you know about I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
So, Bill, did you have John Pickens in the principal's office very often when he was at Woodham, or do you remember?
I don't think I did.
I was a good boy. I was good.
Hey, I was. Yeah, not a problem. So, you know, if I had him in there, it was a good thing.
A good thing. Bill, you were principal. You were principal at George Stone Technical Center, and after you were at Woodham, and for so many years, we were told that to be successful, you had to go to college, you had to get a degree, but that's changing now, isn't it, with technical education?
Tremendously, and it's not only changing just through George Stone, where we have a tremendous enrollment now. We've got a new principal, T.J. Rollins, who was a former
teacher and dean at Woodup was the principal. He just retired, but he did, has done a great job in taking it into the next level. And then the new principal, who was his assistant, is taking over, and I see the future of Georgetown bright. But the other thing is that we've enlarged the offerings for students in vocational education or workforce education in high school so much. There are so many different, and we call them academies,
right,
that students can become involved in. And that gives them a sampling of what life might be like. And I always tell parents, look, you want to get them involved in this because of one of two reasons. They'll like it, they'll do it the rest of their life, or they'll not like it, and they'll save you some money when they go off to college to pick a degree or a career.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that's changing because if you look at the salaries, I mean, a starting plumber, starting carpenter, air conditioning repair, they make really, really good money, great careers.
Well, and all those things you're mentioning, and now aircraft maintenance.
Yes.
So many different new programs for students to take. Cybersecurity. John, when you and I in high school, we had never thought about cybersecurity.
No.
And that's a tremendous paying position.
Bill, I don't know of anybody who's more Pensacola than Bill Slayton. You grew up in Pensacola. You're educated at Pensacola High School. You've taught in the school system since 71.
Right.
You've been so involved in our education system for so many years. I know we have problems to work on in our school system, but what would you say to someone who questioned whether or not they should send their child to public schools in Pensacola or Escambia County?
I sent two kids there. You sent two kids there.
Yep.
I have just graduated a granddaughter who is heading out to Florida State this morning. I have another one that's a junior.
Yeah.
The education in Escambia County is great.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
If the parents and the students get involved and they take advantage of what we're offering, they will exit the high school time with a tremendous opportunity to be a very successful in their career, whatever career they choose. So Escambia County is working hard to do the great things. And Keith Leonard is doing a great job as our new superintendent. You know, he jumped in there, and I think he's really solid, and we need to stand behind him and stay behind him.
Yep.
This year we opened school with about 97% of all positions filled.
Excellent.
In the education for students.
Excellent. Well, Bill, both my sons went through the system. Both of them went to Woodham. And I tell people, you know what kind of educator and what kind of person Bill Slayton was. But every time he sees me, he says, "How are the boys?" And well, the boys are 42 and 40 now, and he still asks me that question. So that tells me that he cared, and he cared a lot for 50 years, and he's done such a great job. And both of my boys, as you said, both of my boys got full rides in college. They graduated with honors. They did very well with their Woodham High School education and their Bill Slayton tutorage. And they're listening this morning. I texted them, and they said to tell you hello. So, Bill, thank you.
Well, tell Johnny and said hello.
I'll do it. You just did.
Yeah, a couple of great kids.
Well, thank you.
They took advantage of the program.
I think that's the key.
That's what's important.
I think that's the key. So, Bill, thanks for 50 great years of education, leadership, and public service. You will be missed, and I hope retirement and your granddaughters serve you well, and don't be a stranger. Thanks, Bill Slayton, for joining us. He's retiring District 5 school board and great educator, 50 years in Pensacola. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time this morning. Have a great day.
You too.